the tyrant's throne, and though we're told that they will spare their lives, if they would renounce the name of Christ, then one by one they chose to die. The Son of God they will not deny, like a great angelic choir sing. I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command.
Seek to honor His command. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We give you praise, we give you glory. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for mercy. We thank you that you are here today with us by your Spirit to minister to us and to fellowship with us. We thank you, Lord, that we are not living the same as we came today, because you have come unto an innumerable company of angels ministering to us of our needs and blessing us. Thank you, Lord, that the barren is receiving a child. Thank you that the unemployed is receiving a job. Thank you, Lord, that the sick is healed. Thank you, Lord, that the weak is made strong. Thank you, Lord, that needs are met here today. Thank you that we are living here better than we came. Living here with testimonies. Living here with blessings. Living here with good things. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. What are you expecting this morning or today? Good things. Okay, how many of you are expecting school fees? How many of you are expecting some promotions in life? I see you receiving in Jesus' name. Everything you came here expecting, you shall not live here without it in Jesus' name. You shall testify of what you came to expect. Unless you didn't come with an expectation. Because the Bible said that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. So if you came with an expectation, then today you are part of those who are living with a blessing in the name of Jesus. They shall ask you, what is your preference? I mean, that was a very powerful testimony. What is your preference? A Benz? A Toyota? A Hyundai? A Kia? A Range Rover? Is it four-wheel drive? Is it saloon? Is it Atakambu? What is your preference? What do you want? And may you get what you want in the name of Jesus. They shall ask, which type of job do you want? Because some of you, the jobs you are doing, when you wake up, you are going to work, you are not happy. You just have to do something to survive. Hallelujah. But this time, they shall ask you, which job do you want? Which job do you want? They shall even sit down with you to calculate your salary. They shall calculate your salary. And you'll be like a football star whom they are buying in the name of Jesus. So you are living here with fantastic blessings. The blessings of the house. You are living here with it. You too, one day you shall receive an unusual deposit. Unusual deposit. You see, I remember one day we also received an unusual deposit. We went to the bank. We asked, how did this money come here? They said, well, somebody has given the money. I don't know whether the money person wanted to remain anonymous or what. And then I said, look, before we could say or say to her, let us go and clear the money. So as the sister was sharing, I said, wow. May you receive some unusual. Listen, may it not be a mistake that somebody was sending mobile money to another number and it came to your number and you kept quiet. That is not what we are talking about. May it be a proper miracle money. Miracle money. Come and fill my bank account today. Come and fill my bank account today.
Miracle money.
Hey!
Miracle money.
May some miracle results come for your children's exams.
My bank account.
My life. It's like a joke, but I tell you, you are receiving miracle things. Can you come and fill my pocket? Miracle money. My pocket.
Come and fill up my pocket.
If I were you, I'd put my hand in my pocket and begin to see whether the miracle money has come. Hey, do you believe it? Some miracle call will come. Miracle call. Miracle phone call. Somebody has brought her bag, you'll see. Somebody has brought her bag to fill. Receive it in Jesus' name. Miracle phone call. Miracle phone call. My telephone today. You are receiving a call from your brother abroad, from some company somewhere, in the name of Jesus.
Miracle phone call.
Some of you have proposed for a long time. You are going to receive a phone call that I've accepted your proposal in the name of Jesus. My mobile phone today. May you receive a call and may you hear that we are glad. First of all, they will hear congratulations. They will start by saying congratulations. We are glad to inform you that your application, that your contract, that whatever you ask for has been approved. You have been employed. Can you please start work tomorrow? Can you please come tomorrow to receive such a blessing in the name of Jesus? Hey! We believe it. Some of you ladies, you have believed God for a long time for some breakthrough. How does your phone ring? Pinning, pinning, pinning. It was even on silence, but it was disturbing on the table. When you picked it, you heard a nice male voice. Hello. I got this number from your pastor. I got this number from this friend. And I was looking for you all these years. And I got to know that you are in this church. You work in this office. And I want to tell you that the Lord has laid on my heart. The Lord has laid on my heart. I don't know why, but I traveled. I've been around for many years, but I never fell in love with anybody. It's only your name that have been ringing in my mind. And so today, I just called to tell you that, will you marry me? Hey, somebody's receiving a powerful marriage in Jesus' name. Hey! Some of you were supposed to go for your lab results, but they will not wait for you to go because you were expecting some good news from the lab results. So when it came, your doctor was so happy that your doctor is calling you to tell you that, hello, I am happy to tell you that today, when we did the pregnancy test, it came out what? Positive. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hey. You know, when I was sitting there, the Lord told me, I told the Lord that next week, I want the members to bring handkerchiefs. Listen. And I'll pray over the handkerchiefs. Then the Lord told me that, lift up your head and see something. When I lifted my head, I saw the communion. Then he said, do you know what I want you to do? Do it today. I said, how should I do it? He said, when they drink the communion, I'm telling you what the Lord told me. When they drink the communion, the wine, the blood, they should drink half. And all the rest on the handkerchief. and then they should wave it like this brother is waving it. And then that shall be the mantle for them to defeat the enemies. So today, if you didn't bring hanky, you better look for one today before you leave here. Those of you tissues, you better look for hankies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, every time you are coming to church, pray that God should have his own way. Always pray that God have your way so that his things shall be done. Amen. This year has been declared by our prophet, Bishop Doug Ward Mills, as our year of good things. Our year of good things. Over the years, our prophet, the bishop, have been giving us a lot of directions. And as we have obeyed, we have seen time and time again how it has blessed us and has moved us forward. Amen. Our year of good things. People have already started receiving good things. Hallelujah. And every good thing will come into your life. Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord will give grace and glory. Everybody say, no good thing. Do you know of any good thing in this world? What are some of the good things in this world? Sorry? Cars. Cars. What again? Houses. What again? Husbands. Wives. Money. What? Children. Jobs. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This is the year that you just have to dream. You just have to imagine. You just have to think of a good thing. And by the time you see, it is in your life in Jesus' name. You should learn to receive. Oh, you should learn to receive. So God will not hold any good thing. Any good thing. And therefore, you have to know in your mind, you said that if it's good, God wants that you have it. Amen. James 1, 17. He says, every good gift, every good gift. Is iPhone 7 a good gift? Are you sure? Is Brazilian hair a good gift? Is manicure and pedicure set a good gift? Okay, is a car key a good gift? What about a 3-bedroom flat? Is it a good thing? Hey! Then where does it come from? Above. It comes from above. It comes from God. So God wants you to have a good day. Does God give good grades in school? Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Hallelujah. So God is ready to give you good gifts. You should just believe. See, some of us, we don't believe that God wants us to have certain things. And we don't also think of certain things because perhaps we think that we are going to give it to ourselves. But I would say it's coming from God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 following. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 9 and 10 says that, or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, would give him a stone? Or if he ask fish, will give him a serpent. Verse 11. If ye then, being evil, you see, man is not too correct without God. Man is not perfect. So Jesus said, even you, man, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Give what? Give what? Give what? How much more will our Father which is in heaven give what? Good things. God will give you good things in Jesus' name. He is saying that if even we men, you see, now there are good things and there are bad things. He said that if you ask of bread, if you ask of bread, you will not give what? A stone. Do you get it? Now, what it means is that bread is a good thing, stone is a bad thing. So why would your son ask you for bread and you give him a stone? Why would he ask you for bread and give him a stone? Why would he ask you for bread and give him a serpent? Why? So he said that even you, if your child comes to you and as a daddy, give me a shoe, as much as lieth in your power, you will give the shoe. You will not tell your son, I can't give you a shoe, I'll give you fire on your ear. What is that? What is that? So God is saying, if you know what is good. And people know what is good, though. People have taste. People have taste. See how they choose their wives. They have taste. Amen. Taste for food, good food. One young boy, small boy, his auntie was traveling outside. And the auntie asked him, what is your size? And he told her the size. And you know what? Then he told the auntie the type of shoe. And the auntie didn't know the type of shoe. You see, so the auntie went to the U.S. and went to look for the shoe, not knowing that it's a very expensive shoe. And she wondered how the boy got to know even the shoe. The boy has a taste. It's not like anything goes. If you try to say, what is your preference, apple or they say, you say mango. Apple or you say mango. Because you don't have any taste. You get it. But so the auntie even traveled and came back to Ghana, because by the time she was able to get the shoe, she had to come to Ghana. So she came to Ghana before somebody, the shoe was delivered, and somebody brought it. So when somebody told me and I got to know, I said, hey, this guy has taste. Amen. You know, this year you should develop a certain taste. Develop a certain taste for good cars. A certain taste for a good bank account. A certain taste for good dresses and good shirts and good things. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You have no taste. You get it? I was shocked. Hey. Me, myself, one day I was going somewhere and my son asked me to buy something for him. When I went, I told somebody to Google the thing for me. I didn't know what it was. When I Googled, I sent a message to him that when he starts working, when he starts working, then he can buy such things. But as long as he's not working and his feet are still growing, it's okay. But I was surprised. Do you get it? So you have to have what? Could I say? You see, ask. 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 What are you asking for? What are you asking for? Ask. And it shall be given. And this year you should ask for things.
So if when you ask, please, not something. So when you ask, well, God becomes very sad. Can you imagine? Who is your father? Is it not?
Yeah.
Unlimited. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Do you believe that's how he is? Ask! Ask, you see, you have finished school for how many years? You have a degree, you have a qualification, you don't have a job. Please stop asking from wrong sources and ask! Ask from God. And it shall be given. Knock! So if you, some doors are still closed. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. You see, I've seen something in life. When a woman wants a guy, hey, and over the past few weeks, I've seen some. I see, wow! And it has ministered to me about knocking. Hey, wherever you pass, whatever you do, you go propose. And I realize that is biblical. Knock. And I see some of you knocking on some powerful jobs, companies. Knocking on some airport doors, and it shall. Doors are going to open to you. Bank doors, company doors, contract doors, airport doors, places that you want to go. You have been knocking before, but has never opened. But from today, this year, every door that has been locked shall be opened to you in the name of Jesus. Doors of opportunities. Mega doors. Not this type of doors. No, this type of trap doors that mosquito net that you can push to. No. This one, iron gates are going to be opened for you in Jesus' name. Every place that is heavily protected means that there is something good in there. So iron gates are going to be opened to you. Knock! It shall be opened. First class ticket. You shall no longer travel, and when you arrive, all your kotoje is pain. You can talk, it's pain. You no. You shall stretch your leg, and you, when you arrive, you shall move straight to your meeting in the name of Jesus. Some of you say, Bishop, you don't say first class, you just say VVIP. Don't worry. You shall sit on VVIPs in your travels in the name of Jesus. And then seek. Seek good things. Seek good things. Look, we are seeking, what we are seeking to see here, by the time we finish this place, you have no idea. I'm telling you. So that when I sleep and I dream, I say, yay, when will this finish? When will this finish? Amen. And you shall find it. As long as it is good, you shall find it. In the name of Jesus. Receive good things in Jesus' name. Every good thing that you want, you receive it. Some of you are sleeping in houses that are very hot. From now, you are beginning to see that air conditioner is a good thing. Is that not so? How many of you think that air conditioner is a luxury? It's not a luxury. It's a good thing. And your room shall be air conditioned in the name of Jesus. Hey! Who shall pay the bills, you see? You see? How will he provide for you and not take care of it? How? So change your mind. Hallelujah. And you'll be blessed. I prophesy good things. The prophecies you believe are the prophecies that will come to pass. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for you to enjoy your good things this year,
We have declared that stay connected. Stay connected. Hallelujah. Stay connected and be blessed. You see, everybody must be connected to something. Do you get it? Everybody must be connected to a source of blessing. And when that source of blessing comes, you need to stay connected to that source of blessings until you are blessed and you are blessed and you are blessed. Hallelujah. So we need to stay connected. Now, what are we to stay connected to? Do you get it? What are you to stay connected to? First of all, we belong to a church. We belong to a family. Do you get it? So stay connected in the church. Stay attached in the church. Be planted in the church where the blessings, your blessings are. And don't detach yourself. Do you get it? Don't detach yourself. You will get to know that not many people are called. Not many people are called to do something. Do you get it? And in the church, or in every church, God calls someone and then people follow the person. People follow. God never calls a group of people or a committee. God always calls a person. Like he brought Jesus and gave Jesus a group of people to move with. And then when Jesus was also going, he appointed Peter. Do you get it? Then the rest also followed him. So God always calls a person. Now, a church is always there because of a calling of a person. Yeah. A church is always there because of the calling of a person. So that if you tell us a church like Witness Chapel, it is there because of the calling of Bishop Oyedepo. That is why Witness Chapel is there, because of the calling of Bishop Oyedepo. If you take the church Methodist, you see, it is there because of the calling of John Wesley. Because the calling of John Wesley. Do you get it? So a church is always there because of the calling. And then God attaches people, give people to the one who is called to work with a person. Now, if you find yourself, you get it first, working with the person who is called, you have to be sure to stay connected. Because that person is naturally the head. That person becomes naturally the head of the church that is called. And there's always a head for something. If you come to a marriage setting, in the Bible says, the man is the head of the woman. And then Christ is the head of the man. That's all. So, headship is very important. Headship, the one who is called, is always the head. And it is your duty, it is your for your good. You get it? To attach yourself to, if you like, the head or the one who has been called. The one who has been called. When you do that, you will see that you will enjoy blessings. But if you disconnect yourself, you will not. Let's look at this very good example. God called Abraham. God called Abraham. And he said, and gave his promise, vision, everything to Abraham. And then he said, I will make you great. I will make you great. You'll be a great person. And then he said, but before then, move from here to here. You don't even know where you're going to move. That's the person that God called. Do you get it? Now when Abraham was going, he didn't go alone. He went with his wife and a few people, including Lot. Including Lot. Now, as long as Lot was with Abraham, Lot also prospered. Do you get it?
Now, you see that the prosperity of Lot was not because he was called. No. Was not because he was called or he has received any vision from God. Look, Lot prospered. He became very rich. Whatever riches Abraham had, Lot also had. Very rich. But he wasn't the one who was called. So how come he was also rich? He was rich as long as he stayed connected. He was rich as long as he stayed connected. Hallelujah. But you see, it is always dangerous to disconnect yourself. Because and what brings disconnections? When you come to a point and you think that, after all, I don't need you. I don't need you. I can do it on my own. I don't need you. So a time came that Lot forgot that his blessing was because he was connected to the head. He forgot that his blessing was because he was connected to the head. So when his church members came to him and told him, Lord, when will you also be made a bishop? Lord, when will you also start your own church building project? Lord. Lord, Abraham has all these people with him. Abraham is always going and coming. Lord, from today, when Abraham calls us, we will not go because he has his workers, which we have our workers. You, Lord, you're also rich, so we will not follow Abraham's orders again. Lord. Lord. So as Lord was there, and they were telling him, he forgot that, oh, you see, because sometimes your people were not there when you were called. They didn't see you when you were made a pastor. They didn't see you when God called you. They didn't see you when you were sent. So they can say anyhow. They'll forget that once upon a time, you were a follow-up director somewhere. So they didn't see all those times. And they are the people who normally, usually, tell Lot things. You see, if you are a good person and you are walking with your head, and your sheep, your members, begin to tell you, why should we leave our church and go for gathering service? You should know that even without me coming here, you will not even have had anybody to talk to you. Somebody sent me to you. I was just walking in the church. Just as I was in the follow-up ministry, I was the follow-up director at canteen and then a colleague on. And I told you, when Bishop sent me to Tema, I didn't want to come. So he literally forced me to come. So today, you don't know how I came to Tema. So if Bishop gives a certain order, let's do this, and you begin, but you don't know my beginnings. And I should be wise enough to let you know that if you knew what brought me here, you will not say what you are saying. I should be the one to tell you. That today you see, now we have little Kodesh here. Little Kodesh, which we are building. The best you see that our tower will come up and all those things. You see, you haven't seen the thing that, you see, we are getting the finishing touches of the stage. And then I forget that God called Bishop Dark. And then as I was walking by somewhere, he saw me and made me a follow-up director. And one day said, you are a pastor. I even remember we were appointed on a Tuesday evening, not even a Sunday. Tuesday evening, we announced these four people are pastors from today. Now, so, I mean, people started calling Pastor Ishmael, Pastor Ishmael, Pastor Ishmael. He became Pastor Ishmael. One day, you get it. And listen, and Lord, when Lord's people came to him, then he forgot. Then he had the guts. He had the guts to go to Abraham and say, look, my people are disturbing me and everything, so, and people were fighting with his people. Then Abraham called and said, do you know something? We always remember the prodigal son, but this is another example. Abraham said, do you know something? There's no need
There's no need for us to fight. You, and you should be very careful. Your father tells you that be on your own. You should be scared. If your father says, "I won't mind you," be on. It's not. Some is correct, but if it's not from this thing, it's from another. It's not good. So Abraham said, "Look, you Lord, don't worry. The God who called me from nothing and has made me rich is able to call. So do you know something? Whatever you want, you take." The other one said, "Give me the portion of the inheritance that belonged to me." And this one, he said, "Whatever you want, you take." And then he said, look, he lifted his hand. "Do you know something? I need all this area. I need all this area, all these members. I need all of them." He had the boldness. Some people are bold, though. He had the bold. Where was he when God said, "Abraham, leave your father's house"? It means he should leave him too. But Abraham didn't leave him behind. He remembered that his father had died. So let me just take him with me. He remembered. He didn't leave him behind. And said, look, I can't leave my nephew here. Let me go with him. He forgot. And you know, why would he do that? Because he has also seen some blessings. You see, you always be able to do such things when you think you don't need anybody again. So he too lifted his hands. I want all this here, 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 here. What was the end of Lot? The end of Lot is the same as the end of the prodigal son. Yes. The other side of the prodigal son. When you leave your father, when you disconnect from the head, it always doesn't go well with you. It always doesn't go well with you. Do you get it? That is why we have to stay connected. We have to stay connected till the point that we all enjoy the good things. Because for every calling of God, he attaches good things to it. For every calling, as he called Abraham, there were some prophecies that went with it. Those are the good things. And as long as you stay connected, and everybody would, you see, if you are supposed to be connected to something, you disconnect, it's not immediately that you dry up. No. It's not immediately that you dry up. It takes time. I could imagine when Lot arrived in Sodom and Gomorrah with all his goodies. Every meeting he was called. He was like the main man, just like the prodigal son. But eventually, see, because the connection is your supply. Eventually, the supply dried up. Hallelujah. So the first thing that you must stay connected to the head and every part of the body so that you can be nourished. Stay connected to the head and to every part. Join yourself to something for nourishment. Nourish your supply of every good thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of every good thing, and good things will come into your life in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. We are going to go into the good things for this month, as it's also our month of prayer and fasting. And today also happens to be a covenant Sunday. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every join supply it according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. So as I said, there is the head. And when the whole body is joined together to the head, what happens, you understand, is that you receive supply from the head. And many things are controlled by the head and from the head. Yes. Many things are controlled by the head and from the head. So that if you suffer a stroke, what it means that part of your brains in the head, part of brain in the head is not functioning. And then it affects the areas of your body that must respond to that area of your brain.
is dead. Do you get it? So if there's no supply to that area, you will not be happy. So together, every one of us has a part to play, a role to play. But then as we play our role, we should still be connected to the head. And as long as we are connected to the head, I tell you, many, many, many blessings are coming to you. There is no reason to be part of such a wonderful ministry, this powerful ministry, and not enjoy the good things of this ministry. Yeah. And I tell you, there are good things in this ministry. Every calling has got some blessings with it. Yeah. Every calling has some good things with it. And as long as you stay connected, you see, as long as you stay connected, you begin to see the blessings of that calling. Amen. If you look at this calling called United Denomination Originated from Lighthouse Group of Churches, formerly called Lighthouse Chapel International, you will see that there's a mega blessing. I mean, look at us. A church that even the branches are like somebody's main headquarters. How many of you have seen people's headquarters that they started building for years? They've not finished the main headquarters. They've started building many years ago. And yet, branches are like headquarters. And being built like that. If this church was a business, all over the world, properties. If you connect, you will see that some of you begin to buy properties outside of Ghana. You own buildings. Your companies will go outside of Ghana, outside of, because you see, that is the blessing. You see, that is the good things about the church. So stay connected. Hallelujah. Stay connected by joining a ministry. I was so happy to hear that he went to start a church planter. You see, because in Lighthouse, one of the things about us, as we stay connected, is that we want you to do ministry work. And we believe that go show yourself to the priest, and on the way, you'll be blessed. Do you get it? So as you join yourself to something, you begin to know. So as you join, you will see that, you see, there's a supply. There's a supply. Each part is supplying this. And the supply is coming from the head. So by the time you realize there's a supply of job, there's a supply of marriage, there's a supply of baby, there's a supply of this, there's a supply of land. By the time you realize there's a supply of your house, of your roof, of your story building, of your house abroad, of your company going abroad, there's a supply. Somehow, the supply is coming. You don't know how it's coming. Supply. And as many as are connected properly, you see, because sometimes, the other day, I put on my television, but it was not coming on. Then I read the socket was in, but was not properly connected. It was not properly connected. You see, you can be in, but not properly connected. You can be in, but not properly connected to get the power. Yeah. It's called what? Open circuit. You can be in, and some of you are in, but you are not properly connected. If you were properly connected and you heard, I joined a ministry, and then, when you close on church, you'll be going to ask, please, what are the ministries in the church? What are the ministries in the church? Please, what can I do? What can I do? And you will see that suddenly your life will change. Do you get it? You ask those who have been connected. And the testimonies were, and all the people who read the testimonies, I know them. I know them. All of them are connected. So be connected properly. Amen. So, if you are not connected, you are not going to receive the good things. They are good things, though. Just, you see, sometimes it's good, it's just good to show small, you know. Because, you see, some of you in this church, you are deceived, though. You are deceived. You see, some people come and show off some one or two things. So these people are, they're properly rich people. They don't show things. They're properly rich people. They don't show things. But sometimes for your sake, for the sake of people to know, you show something small. Yeah. You show something small. Because some of you see, you are attracted to people who come in empty words. Empty words. Hot air. Hot air. They'll come and talk and talk and talk and talk. When you go, they have shelly. Nothing to show. And those are the things that attract you. Do you get it? Those that attract you. But there are powerful blessings in the house. Hallelujah. And you need to be part of it. Amen. Look, you cannot be in a church like this and not be blessed. You know the testimonies they were sharing? The testimony we are sharing, I don't think people even understand. Because, I mean, the testimonies are PhD. I mean, PhD, 800,000, say, prospecting and networking. I mean, and as almost zero to something. And someone said, do you need a smartphone or Android? You know, that kind of, those things, their mind, you don't even understand it. You get it? How many of you know prospecting this, that? It shows you the level of good things, the level that God has taken us to. Yeah. The level that we are. Amen. And you are going to be at that level in the name of Jesus. It doesn't take education. It takes connection. Connecting to the head, that is what it takes. Connecting to the calling, that's what it takes. And you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Hey, good things, good things. How many of you can see your good car parked on the car park in the name of Jesus? This type of bus center that you're always waiting for bus and all those things, a time is going to come. This group here, you shall not be called a bus center member. You'll be a telly pastor ship because you have your own car. Even bus center leaders will buy buses and be bringing their people. Their own buses and be bringing people. Free of charge. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will see what will happen. So stay connected. Stay connected and be blessed. Hallelujah. Stay connected to the head. You see, the eyes is in the head. You may be the eye, but you are still in the head. And it's the head that sees. The eye is in the head and the head sees. That's one of the ways to stay connected, that whatever the head says, you flow. Yeah. Some of us, it's very difficult to flow. Even in the house, when your head asks you to flow, 10, do this. I'm old. How can an old man turn like that? Look, no one of those small girls who, hey. If Abraham can tell Sarah to turn, then you can also turn in the name of Jesus. You can also turn. Don't be too. And no matter how old you are, turnings are possible. Flowing is possible. Amen. Have you ever seen the hand with an eye before? It's the head that sees the thing that has the eye to see. So if the head that God has used to bring us this far sees that, look, a time has come for gathering. I see something. And he says, what I see, let's do it this way. Why won't you flow? Why won't you flow? And so that you see members of subheads. Members of subheads. Not even the head is flowing. You, the member, you are not flowing. What do you mean? Whenever did you see that the leg has taken control of the whole body, and the leg is the one that is thinking, the leg is the one that is leading, the leg is the one that is advising? Whenever did you see this freak? Whenever did you see something like that? Unless a mad, it's only a madman, you go and the leg is talking. Where should we go? Even where should we go is coming from the man. But is it a mad? Is it mad? You mean connect, disconnected? Disconnected. Because why? Whatever the head says is so that the good things. And I tell some of you, as you have even come for the gathering, before this started seeing the good things. Because where you meet, you were 20. All the men were 20 years. You are 35. Who was going to get married to you? Who was going to get married to you? Now, as you have come and you have seen 40s and all those things, don't you see that one day, as you are walking on the car park, one of the 40s can call you and say, "Sister, I've been seeing you walk up and down. You look very humble," and start proposing to you. You can't you see already that the blessing is coming? Good things. Yeah. So when the head says, "Let's flow. Let's flow." Hallelujah. You will see that you will be blessed. Because whoever God calls, he calls with a blessing. He prophesies on the person, and those prophecies what always carries the ministry. Hallelujah. Those prophecies that carry the ministry. The head, if you look at Elijah, the head always been telling us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." That's what Bishop has been saying all the time. All the time. Seek ye first, seek ye first. And look, I can tell you that many things are going to come into your life as you work it. By the time you sit down to calculate your wealth, you'll be shocked. You say, do I own all this and I didn't know? You'll be shocked. Because the Bible says, all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So don't question the head. Do you get it? Don't question it. See, in following the head, you don't need understanding. You need agreement and obedience. Yes. Because I also don't understand why God would tell Abraham, "Leave your father's house, go there, and go to a place." Why didn't you at least tell him where he should go to? Why didn't you tell him where he should go to? The man has a wife. And you are asking him to go somewhere. He doesn't know. And I'm sure Abraham said he didn't understand, but he agreed and obeyed. And that is what is going to be a blessing. And willingly as well. Because sometimes you can obey, but not willingly. Do you know that? Like Bishop said, see, if you are willing and obedient, you can obey, but not willingly. You can obey, but see, and if you see a man or a woman who has obeyed and not is not willing, who has obeyed and is not willing, you see how it is. That is why he said they have obeyed, but they are reading their text messages. You obeyed. Obey the sign. You have obeyed, and you are reading the messages. That's when they have obeyed. You said what? Dutiful. Dutiful. They are lying there, yeah. You can do whatever you want to do, but the person is reading the messages like this. When you finish it, have you finished? Hey! What kind of obedience is this? What kind of obedience? You have obeyed. Nothing is happening. Hey! May some wise obey and be willing in the name of Jesus. Willing to move and maneuver and do things and meet it and everything. Hey! Are you hear what I'm saying? Obey. So, let's try and see what the Lord is doing. Decide to flow with the head. Hallelujah. You can only know what the head is saying or what is in the head when you hear what the head is saying. That's why you have to connect by listening to messages. Podcast of the bishop, Facebook. We have said this over and over again. See, it's one of the best way, first levels of connection. Listening to the person. Listening to a person. And this year, I tell you, fantastic things are happening. Amen. The vision that the head has seen, you have not seen. Yes. You have not seen. That's how often when God chooses people, people are confused. Because what God has seen, you have not seen. Yeah. You would never have chosen Peter if you were Jesus. But Jesus, at the head of the group, saw something that the rest didn't know about Peter. Yeah. You would never have chosen David if you were God. But God as the head. That's why I see sometimes the choosing is not based on, the choosing is just based on God doing something. Amen. So, beloved, let's stay connected
The whole of this morning, we're going about talking about connecting. Hallelujah. And God will bless us. Amen. Stay connected. Stay connected. Stay connected also to the prophet God has given to you. Let me give you the last point. Stay connected to the prophet God has given to you. As I said, God calls and God gives a prophet and God gives a man. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Amos 3, 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. He revealed what? His word. The prophet will know something that you will not know. Because it has revealed to the prophet, but to you, it is a secret. First, it was God's secret. Then he revealed to the prophet. So now, to the prophet, it's not only a secret, but to you, it's still a secret. You get it? So when the prophet tells you something, because it's a secret, you don't understand what he's saying. But God has already revealed. God has already revealed. So you have to recognize that God will never do anything unless he has revealed to his prophet. And that's why you need to flow. You need to flow. When he has revealed something to the church, revealed something about you, flow. Sometimes I'll be doing marriage counseling. And I'll know that God will tell, if they do this, it will work. But they will not do it. I remember once I was doing marriage counseling. I told the wife, I told the lady that, look, if you do this, and I told, what I'm going to tell you, it doesn't make sense. And I said, it doesn't make sense. So if you tell anybody, especially an elderly person, the person will tell you that this is against tradition. But I sense in my spirit that that's what you should do. Exactly what I told her not to do is what she did. She went to see a respected marriage counselor, went to see him to discuss what I've said. And exactly what I said, the person who said, or anybody here will say, is what the person said. Today, they are almost divorced. They're almost divorced. You see, God has given you your prophet. You get it? In Lighthouse, our prophet is bishop. And then the prophet sees and gives sub-bishops or sub-prophets, if you like. You get it? Also to be certain things to represent him. So if representative of a bishop in your area say something to show your connection even to the head, you are able to accept what his representative is telling you. Yeah. To show your connection to the head, you are able to accept what his representative is telling you. That's what it is. And even one of the ways to show that you are connected to the head is your ability to accept whoever the head has given to you to lead you. That shows that you are connected to the head. So even whoever the person, whoever comes to you, you should have the head thought of it before bringing the person to you. And the person didn't listen. Like so many of you, we have told you so many, but you don't listen. You go to another place. So that even when God now blesses you, you don't even know. One day God blessed somebody. And as the person was thanking people for the blessing, he was thanking another prophet for that blessing. And then I remembered the number of years and time and days that I have talked to this person, I've counseled this person, I've prayed for this person, and yet, do you get it? So you can see that it's a certain disconnect. It's a certain disconnect. Lack of connection is what will bring this type of things. Hallelujah. So may God bless you. May God give you the ability to stay connected. Because as for me, I know that there's a heavy presence of anointing
hanging over this ministry, on our bishop and on this ministry. Blessings, you see, there's a particular blessing that makes young people in the church prosper beyond their age, beyond and go far above their peers. There's that blessing is there. The blessing of young people building their own businesses and living their own homes, not at retirement age, but at the time that people never expect that they will get something. That kind of blessing. The blessing when you tax something, you may not have the money, but by the time you realize, you just realize it's working. That blessing, I cannot explain, but that blessing is in the house. And I pray to God that you connect properly, that you also enjoy that blessing. It's not a blessing of education. It's not a blessing of your background. It's the blessing of the Lord upon the ministry. So that it doesn't matter where you are coming from. If only you connect, you shall receive some. I received one of the most powerful testimonies last 2 days. I had a call. And when I had a call, this couple, they have been married for years. And the husband is trying to get the wife to join him in the mass. She's somewhere in the world. And it has never happened. So it got to a point that even the husband was angry with me for certain reasons. Then one day, by the grace of God, the man came to see me. And I told the man, if only you listen to what I will tell you, this thing will happen. If only. Because you have been struggling for how many years? If only. Listen. When the guy listened to me, I was there just last 2 days. He called me. He said, can you believe it? When I did what you told me to do, I'm having the letter in my hand. Everything I need for this thing to happen has happened. I said, wow. And I said, how come your wife hasn't told me? Do you know what he told me? He said, no, I've not even told her. I just wanted to tell you first before I would tell her. I said, wow. Then he said that, as for this one, I have to bring a cow. I said, I don't need a cow. I need a plane. I said, I need a plane. You get it? But he was saying that, this one, he was so shocked. But you see, a prophet or your man of God doesn't need to come and tell that I've seen a vision, I've seen a dream. Before you know that what the person is telling you, if you do it, it will bless you. You don't need that. You just need to obey and connect and flow. And flow. Because what I see, you have no idea. In fact, what I'm seeing, and this is, I don't know, I think I'm even in a hurry. Because what I'm seeing, I say, Lord, would you fasten time so that we will see it early, because it's just about just like this. And things that be not are going to happen right in front of our eyes. We are going to see it right in front of our eyes. You see, you are going to see people who at this stage are not marriable are going to be getting married soon. Is it this type of miracles that when you see, you get it? You said this one, no man day inside. You know, there's some miracles you can think that, oh, this and that, but this type of mind-blowing cars, mind-blowing journeys, mind-blowing miracles, those are the things that if you ask your pastor to come and dedicate your house, when the pastor opens your gate, you open his mouth. You. Is it for your uncle? No, it's not. Oh, Bishop, I called you to come and dedicate this for me, and it shall be you. In the name of Jesus, it shall be you. This year, they shall call you to come and bid for some businesses, and you'll be shocked. You even wonder how they got to know that you do that kind of work. Whoever told them that you are into this business, and you are the one they have called, that they heard your name from somewhere, and where they heard it from, they believed the names, that they said, come. And your proposal is what won the bidding. You'll be shocked. Shocking things, positive shocking things are going about what? Stay connected. Even if you are here, you can't speak English. He said, when they speak the English, I don't understand. Don't worry. Stay connected. God brought you here for a purpose.
By the time you realize your life has changed because of coming here, not because of English, because of coming here. God, see, some of you, Satan wants to disconnect you. Say, when you go to the church, they speak only English. You watch a Nigerian film, they speak English. And you, that one, you watch from the beginning to the end. But when you come to church, you say you have a problem. It's the devil's way to disconnect you from something powerful. Because me, honestly, I don't see why anybody should tell that when this church, when you go, they do Abrofosemen because that you don't go. Don't you want to do Abrofosemen? Why do you want to go to Aborigine? Is it not Abrofosemen that is in Aborigine? What makes Abrofosemen is the development in Aborigine. So to me, it even shows a certain kind of level that God is taking you. So I won't apologize for anything. I rather want you to come along. Come along. Come along. So don't let anybody tell you that, hey, when you go this, I can't. No, 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 no. God has brought you for a certain connection. There is a reason. There is a reason why you are here. So stay in it. Connect properly. And the young men in this church, the young men in this church, the young men in this church, I am telling you, no woman in this church shall see you and turn her back on you. Because when they see you, you will be comparable to anybody outside there. Hey, what will make people outside there be attached to a woman in this church? They will see it in you. What? And our young women in this church too. I said, a young woman in this church, receive your portion as well. And Jesus, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Stay connected. And be blessed. Let's bow our heads. Ever since God connected me to Bishop Dagiwood Mills, my life has never been the same. I had a vision of it. And then when I connected, I realized that, this is the vision I saw years ago before I met him. And it's been such a wonderful connection. And I have promised myself, if I love myself, to stay connected. If I love myself, to stay connected. If only I hate myself, that I'll disconnect. To stay connected, because what I've seen is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And Sunday Bishop even always tells me that you haven't seen nothing yet. It's just the beginning. I don't know why, but he says you haven't seen nothing yet. It's just the beginning. And some of you, whatever you have seen, you haven't seen nothing yet. It's just the beginning. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, give us the grace to connect properly to the head that you are giving to us. You gave us the head that he will take us out and bring us in. Lord, may we connect properly so that our taking out shall be complete and our going in also shall be complete. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from any source of disconnection in any person or anything that will make us disconnect from this great work and from this great man of God that has given to us. Deliver from any such thing, from any friend, any person, in the name of Jesus. Above all, may we be connected to the head of the church, Jesus Christ. May we stay connected to the cause of Jesus Christ and to the head of the church, Jesus Christ. That nothing in this world could make us disconnect from the head of the church, which is Jesus. Thank you. And we pray. Deep, 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 deep down in your heart, you don't know whether you are born again or not. You are not sure whether you are saved or not. And I want to ask you that if you are not saved, if you are not born again, you need to be born again. You need to be saved. You need to give your life to Jesus. So if someone brought you here or you came on your own, but you are not sure you are saved or you are born again, I want you to be born again today. Decide to give your life to Jesus today. And if you want to decide to give your life to Jesus today for the last time, you never can tell when else you have this opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Never be shy when you hear such a call.
You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want God to forgive me of my sins. And I want to connect myself to God. So pray for me to give my life to Jesus. I want to say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
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 I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Today.
Today.
I make this decision.
I make this decision.
To give my heart to Jesus.
Give my heart to Jesus.
And to make Jesus Christ.
And to make Jesus Christ.
The Lord of my life.
The Lord of my life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That today.
That today.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And you have washed me.
And you have washed me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.